Warriors-Pelicans Game 4 of the Western Conference Semifinals in New Orleans, a Sunday matinee meeting where the Warriors seize control early and stay in control of the action behind a game-high 38 points from Kevin Durant as the Warriors grab a 3-1 series lead with the 118-92 victory. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Hey, Steve, how did you come to decide tonight's the night to do the death lineup? And how do you see that, obviously, setting the tone overall with everything?
Well, you know, we've known all along this is a small series, and so, you know, we played it a little differently last game with Steph just coming back for the second game and trying to buy some minutes here and there, and then obviously we got our tails kicked. So anytime we've been in any danger over the years, we've sort of gone to this lineup, whether it's as a starting group or extra minutes, and obviously you know, the lineup worked or whatever, but it's not about the lineup. It's really not. I mean, it's about how hard guys play and how focused they are. And the effort at both ends tonight was night and day from game three. And I thought our guys were just dialed in.
Steve, were you aware this is the first time you've ever started those five guys, though? That's the first start for this group.
I did not know that.
And second,
Raymond.
Yeah, he failed you there,
Raymond.
Obviously. And also, you said it's about the way they played, not the lineup. But do you think just changing the lineup does click something into these guys maybe that makes them a more?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it is our best five players. You know, so if you can get to your best five players, you know, that's what you want to do. I didn't feel comfortable doing it last game. I wanted to continue to bring Steph back a little bit before we got it going, because a lot of the small lineup is based on the high screens with Steph, and I wanted to see him a little bit more. I thought tonight he made a breakthrough conditioning-wise, and he was moving much better than he was in game three. But, you know, you're on the road, you're threatened, you put your best five guys out there, and they start like that, it sets a great tone.
You touched on this before, just on Draymond Green's restraint this postseason. Obviously,
his
restraint. Obviously, he picked up his first technical tonight. Can you talk about maybe how well he's towed that line and not picked up?
Yeah, Draymond has been phenomenal the whole playoff run. I guess we've played nine games now, and he's just bringing it every single night. The intensity. The defensive acumen, the effort, and then he's more experienced than he was a few years ago, and he knows how to toe that line, and he's done a really good job with that.
KD hit two jumpers in I think the first 90 seconds. Obviously, finished with 38. Did you know right away though in those 90 seconds what type of night was?
Yeah, it wasn't just the shots going in; it was the fourth force with which he took them. He was attacking tonight right from the beginning, and he was brilliant. You know, there's not much you can do because he's so tall and long. He's going to be able to get his shot off over you. But I just thought he found better spots on the floor with his aggression and created easier shots for himself. And then our movement in the first quarter was much better. The other night we were standing around, tonight after they made the first stand defensively within the possession, we kept playing and we kept moving, and you know, that's kind of who we are. Multiple playmakers, move the ball on, let the next guy make a play, don't force anything. I think we only had one turnover in the first quarter, so just set a great tone.
Steve, right here. Rondo has 21 assists game, 3 down to 6 tonight. What did you do to really limit his impact?
Well, just the overall effort, I think, of our team. You know, when you bring that kind of energy, it literally affects every area of the game. You know, whether it's rebounding or just cutting off penetration or whatever, and it just, the game gets harder for the other team when you bring that kind of force. That's what happened in game three to us. You know, they took it to us, and the game was hard. And so a lot of times these playoff games are about, you know, who really brings the force to the game. And I know it sounds crazy because you think everybody's going to bring the force every playoff game, but there's a combination of force and execution, and if you can set that tone early like we did tonight, then you're in a good place.
Obviously, Draymond said what he said about Steph and Kevin. Did you feel the need to say anything to Durant, saying you can be more aggressive?
A little bit, yeah. My discussions with KD and Steph were more strategic. They already know they're superstars. You know, stars have to be stars in the playoffs. Steph and KD don't need to be told that. But my job as a coach is to try to help them strategically. And so I talked to both of them about how I thought they could attack and create better shots. And we just did a much better job executing offensively tonight as a group.
Quinn Cook kind of burst off the bench with 8 points. I think he finished something about 12 or 14. Why had you gone away from him? He was getting DNPs. Yeah. And then why did you decide to go back to him?
I went with Nick the first two games because of the matchup. I wanted to get more size in the starting lineup. I knew we were going to be switching a lot, and we were without Steph. And with Steph back, it changes the rotation, changes the matchups. The matchup's better for Quinn coming off the bench. He was fantastic. He made some big shots for us in the first half and settles us down offensively. And so it was it's a big night for Quinn. He played an important role.
Steve is right in front. Part of your confidence in the Hamptons 5 as a starting unit, based on Andre and his adaptability, he hasn't started a ton for you the last 2 years, but you feel like you can plug him in anywhere?
I still am amused that we just matter-of-factly call them the Hamptons 5. I know that's that's Tim.
Yeah. Live television,
yeah, well, Tim Kawakami deserves all the credit then. I just feel strange, like, as a coach saying, well, the Hamptons 5 played really well tonight. Like, I can't say that, but you can. Andre, the beauty of Andre, and Andre's not going to get a lot of ink tonight. You know, everyone's going to go, well, see, he was 2 for 7, and he had 6 points, and whatever, and everybody's going to write about KD's 38, as they should. But what Andre does for us is so dramatic in every aspect. He takes care of the ball. He had 6 assists and no turnovers. He guards one of the most dangerous people on the floor night after night. He settles us down. You know, a lot of the spectacular plays that you'll see us make during the season will come when Andre's flying down the floor and he just makes like a John Wooden jump stop and waits till everything happens, and then he swings the ball. And then somebody else throws this wild lob, and but the only reason it works is because Andre sees the floor and sets it all up. He's one of the most fundamentally sound players I've ever seen in my life. And when you combine that fundamental play with athleticism, it's a pretty good combination. He reminds me a lot of Scottie Pippen. He really does, in terms of defensive acumen and his ability to play kind of a point forward role. Andre's amazing.
You don't like going game to game to announce your starting lineup, but how about for the rest of the playoffs? Is this your starting lineup?
Yeah. I mean, really? You want me to just,
well, I mean,
I have no idea.
You're not,
there's a good chance I'll start these same 5 guys on Tuesday. Okay. How about that? In fact, I will tell you right
now.
Oh,
my goodness. Wow.
This is your bonus. I'll give you just.
Nobody else can write it, though.
Nobody else. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Every series is so different, and we will, you know, we gotta stay locked in and try to take care of business Tuesday. Save a trip to the Central Time Zone and get ready for the next series if we're lucky enough to do that. So we gotta lock in, I'll start these guys next game too.
Is Steve, this being game 3 for Steph, how did you see his energy level kind of play out?
I thought Steph turned a corner tonight. I thought conditioning-wise, where I really saw it was at the defensive end. I thought he was moving really well defensively. He was anticipating things and getting over screens. And then I left him out for a couple more minutes at the end when the game was decided, just to get him a couple more shots, and because you could see his shot is right there, but it's not, he's not quite there. But he's getting into rhythm. You can see him rounding into form, and it's good to see.
And now Game 5 is Tuesday night at Oracle Arena, and all throughout the playoffs, we have several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.